thanks for choosing this workshop. You know what the difference between a keynote and a workshop is? I'd take my jacket off. What are you like, you stupid man? So look, thank you for choosing this. It's a relaxed, family-friendly workshop. You are going to talk to each other a little bit. I'm sorry. But, you know, something about the church means we have to actually like each other. I do apologise. Actually, you can get away with not liking anybody in the Catholic Church. So look, what I want to do is to say thank you for choosing this. I spend a lot of my time, as I shared with you this morning, working through these exhortations. Now, that is not because they take the place of other things, but because sometimes it's important to get a sense of what the Church Universal is saying, thinking and praying about. And this workshop for the next 55 minutes, we'll finish at 4 o'clock. This workshop is going to take a look at the document called Amoris Laetitia, The Joy of Love. And I'm going there. We don't have time to do it properly, but I'm going there for the simple reason that of the five exhortations, this exhortation devotes itself to the love we encounter in family. And this is a family conference. You know, all of these exhortations are addressing crucial issues of our day. So, for example, in Laudato Si, we see Pope Francis responding to the ecological signs of the times. So they all deserve a session of their own. We've just picked this one because it's a family event. And I'm going to share some thoughts and reflections on what's in it. And I am going to ask you to talk about them to each other. This is not what I really expected. When I think of a workshop, I tend to think of 20 people. And we've got a lot of people here. So forgive me. I'm not going to do a lot of question and answer for the simple fact that it's very rare that somebody asks the question you want to ask. So what I'm going to do is say, look, at the end of this, I'll hang around. And if you've heard anything that bothers you or worries you or indeed delights you and you'd like to continue the conversation, we can chat about it or you can take my email. Is that all right? Yeah. Hello, church. Come on. These days are very full, aren't they? They're amazing. And so let's take a little look at this. I need to share with you something about Pope Francis that is also true of Pope Benedict, but Francis does it more explicitly. And it goes a little bit like this. If you ever go to anything in the Catholic Church, or indeed other churches, that is aimed primarily at young people, you'll often see this is often the piece of scripture that they use. It's John 10:10. And I love the way evangelical churches are good at learning scripture, and they'll even say, you know, John 10:10, and they go, ah, yeah, John 10:10, and they all know what they mean. In the Catholic Church, we have to read it, right? So, you know, we often you'll see this on T-shirts. Are you ready? And it goes, I have come that they may have life and have it in abundance or have it to the full. And that's often, you'll see that in school mission statements, and it's often on young people's T-shirts, you know, I have come that they may have life and have it in abundance. And you go, that's a good message for young people, isn't it? Have life in abundance, you know, go for it, grasp your life. Take the opportunities, live life to the full, don't go for mediocrity. It's all good youth stuff, that. But nobody I have ever met has ever organised a conference and used John chapter 10, verse 9. All right, which you all know because you love your scripture, right? You love your scripture, you Catholics. You love a bit of scripture. So you learn it all off by heart. And John chapter 10, verse 9 reads, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Now, in actual fact, forgive the spelling, in actual fact, to be honest, those two sentences make sense of each other. And it's quite interesting. Sometimes when we're a bit, this is not a criticism. I love John chapter 10, verse 10. I have come that they may have life and have it in abundance. It is worth a year's reflection. But the reason that that first verse is important is this, and you know this is true. What is the difference between being mugged all right, and being burgled. Okay, just stay with it. I'm not being silly here. Well, I am. But it goes a little bit like this. In the scriptures, the thief comes in the night, sometimes described as death. Jesus describes, beware the thief that comes in the night. What is the difference between being mugged and being burgled? Well, here it goes. And for those of you who have suffered this humiliation, it goes a little bit like this. This is people talking to me about it. They say, do you know, it's funny, Dave. 3 weeks later, I'm in the spare bedroom and I go, oh, the rings have gone. The rings that were on the mantelpiece next to the mirror. And you realise all of a sudden that you didn't put everything in the insurance claim, because being burgled, the thief that comes in the night, is going to steal from you outside of your consciousness. Everybody who's been mugged experienced the abuse and knew it. Like, I've just been mugged, actually, and he took me wallet. He took me cards. The scriptures and Pope Francis are going to make a big deal of this, and it goes a little bit like this. Be more afraid of the thief that comes in the night. Why? Because for a while you won't know it. You won't know it. Now, what is the thief going to come and steal? This is really, really consistent theology in the teaching of Pope Francis, and it goes like this. The thief comes in the night to steal your virtue. That's what's going to happen. This is you, are you ready? Losing your patience. This is you losing your joy. This is you losing your tenderness. This is you losing your faith. You're not going to get mugged. It's the thief that comes in the night. And the thief that comes in the night, now look, come on, you know this is true, right? You replace your enthusiasm with cynicism, as though cynicism is more intelligent. Have you noticed yourself doing that at work? Somebody comes in with a new idea and you say, oh, I remember the last time they tried that and it didn't work then. And you go, oh, thanks for that. You meet it in people. They'll say to young people, are you ready? Ban this sentence. Do not say this to anybody under the age of 25. Don't say to anybody under the age of 25, these are the best years of your life. Number one, it's not true. And number two, forgive me, have you any idea how depressing that is? Oh, by the way, your life's only going to get worse. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Have you any idea what it's like to fall in love with somebody when you've got a cold sore? And then somebody comes up and says, well, one day you'll fall in love, have a cold sore, and you'll have a mortgage. And you go, oh, thanks for that. Thanks for that, Dave. Beware of the thief in the night that comes and steals your virtue. One of the things that you might have stolen from you, forgive me, is your hope. And you will replace it with cynicism. And you won't notice you're doing it until somebody points it out to you. And then you go, oh, my goodness, what have I become? I left my tenderness in the spare bedroom on the mantelpiece by the mirror. And the thief came in the night and stole it. Go down to a pub in Birmingham tonight and you'll meet it. It's not bad people. They're not going to hell. It's not a sheep and goats talk, this. All right? What it is this. You'll meet people in the pubs and they'll say, don't vote for anybody, me. They're all in it for themselves. And you go, oh, you're right. Let's lie face down on the floor, turn the light off and wait to die. Now, what's happened there is somebody hasn't died, but the thief came in the night and stole the virtue. And the virtue was, what happens to you when you lose your enthusiasm and replace it with cynicism, and all of a sudden you wake up and you're giving younger people advice that's actually bitter? You know, you don't want to trust anybody. And you go, oh, okay. Okay, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. What happens if the church... Now, here's Pope Francis's consistent homily in chapter one of all of his exhortations, and it goes like this. Beware the thief that comes in the night. Why? Because he will steal the virtue of the church. Now, we can now. Pope Benedict does this. For those of you who love and enjoy reading Pope Benedict does the same thing in Deus Caritas Est, his first exhortation on love. And he says, beware, I mentioned it this morning, of becoming proper but loveless. Proper but loveless. That what happens is you do everything correctly, but you lose your charity. Now, have you ever been into a church? Good people, they're not going to hell, all right? You go into a church and everything's done correctly, but there's a lack of love. Now, this isn't a clerical issue. It could be in the person who gives you the hymn book. And they say, welcome. Now, look, I am not going to mention names and I'm not going to...